The Shabbos we read Parshas Zachor, and we hear the words, the famous words, Asher Karcha Baderech, that what Amalek did to Klal Yisrael was that they cooled us down along the road. The significance of the cooling down on the road, Rashi says, Shehikir Ha'ambati, they cooled us down like a hot bath. The Jews were hot, they were on fire, they were unstoppable, and no one was willing to engage in battle and provoke the Jewish people, but they did. And once they did, that opened up the doors for others to provoke the Jews as well. And as a result, when we're able to defeat all of the other enemies, then we are required to battle with Amalek, take up arms, and destroy them due to their brazenness of Asher Karcha Baderech Lo Sishkach. It's something that we mustn't forget. But what's really interesting is that there is another moment in the Torah where we learn about Amalek, which is in Parshas Beshalach. And the language in Parshas Beshalach is very different from the description or the command in Parshas Ki Tzetzeh. While in Parshas Ki Tzetzeh we're told, Macho Timcha Ezechar Amalek, that we are obligated to eradicate Amalek. In Parshas Beshalach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael, or to Moshe and Yoshua, Ki macho emche, I'm going to do it. I'm going to destroy Amalek. I don't need your help. It's not your job. And furthermore, there is no command whatsoever of V'haya b'haniach Hashem Elokecha lecha mikol oivecha. There's no mention of the idea that we're going to have to destroy all of the other enemies around us, and then after that, we're going to fight after Amalek. There's nothing there. It's devoid of any information, any requirement, any commandment to battle Amalek. So why is it that we have this commandment in Parshas Ki Tzetzeh, which does not come up in Parshas Beshalach? One would think that just like in Ki Tzetzeh, when we're recording the memory of Amalek, this obligation would be mentioned clearly in Parshas Beshalach. But in fact, it sounds like in Parshas Beshalach, this was something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to take care of. And in Parshas Ki Tzetzeh, it's now something that we have to take care of on our own. What changed? Says the Chasam Sofer, I have the answer for you. You know what changed? What changed was the Chet HaEgel. Before the Chet HaEgel, explains the Chasam Sofer, we were Nasach charus al haluchos, al tikra charus al cherus. We were cherus meumos olam. We were free from the other nations. No one could touch us. We were impenetrable. Even a Amalek wouldn't be able to affect us. V'lo yishlok behem oyev. No one could defeat us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to take care of it. Amalek came to provoke us, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us in Beshalach, Ki macho emche, I'll take care of it. You have nothing to worry about. No one's going to bother you. No other nation is going to provoke you after that, because I'm going to take care of Amalek on my own. Especially because of their brazenness. Rashi says, a fascinating Rashi, what was one of their sins? Vayezaniv b'kokol enecha shalim acharecha. They would circumcise Klal Yisrael, and they would throw their foreskins back at HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, look, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is your chosen nation, take them back, we don't need them. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm going to take care of it on my own. But after the Chet HaEgel, at that point, we lost that power. We created a self inflicted wound. And as a result, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, what was once my job to do, now it's your job. We have to take up arms and battle Amalek, because now they were able to cool down the waters. Now, when they provoked Klal Yisrael, they were able to create or enable other nations to provoke the Jews as well. And therefore, V'haya b'haniach Hashem Elokecha mikol eivecha, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of all the other nations, that was the gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would give to us. Nevertheless, we still have unfinished business. And the unfinished business is that on our own, we are required to linkom nikmasenu v'limchos shmo mitachas hashamayim. We have to erase Amalek from the heavens. But really, what ultimately became a central mitzvah, or even a theologically troubling mitzvah for us, was a self-inflicted wound. If not for the Chet Egel, if only we would have been patient and waited the extra time for Moshe, our Navi, to come down with the Luchos, we wouldn't have had to battle with Amalek. HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have prepared the derech for us, and we would have been able to be chayrus me'umas ha'olam, to be free from the other nations, free from our enemies, and no one would have been able to provoke us, or affect us, or hurt us. Have a great day.